to all those sessions, you'll hear great speakers. Some of your elected officials will be speaking. You'll meet, you know, 10 to 12,000 like-minded men and women. Where can you see all of us in one location, right? All in San Antonio.
All right. Welcome to Shot Callers. I am Michelle Evans, the political director for Texans for Vaccine Choice. And today we have Galen Devine, who is a member of the SREC, the State Republican Executive Committee. And we're going to talk about the importance of being a delegate, the resolution and platform plank process and the convention, and how impactful that is on policy going into 2025. But first, I want to thank you for coming on, and I want you to kind of give us an idea or explain to people what the SREC is and what it means to be an SREC member.
Yes. So thank you for asking, and congratulations on your big win. So that's exciting. So we're happy about that. So State Republican Executive Committee is... There is a man and a woman from every Senate district that represents the delegates in between convention at the Republican Party of Texas. So every 2 years, we have a convention, and delegates set the legislative priorities, the platform, the rules, and what the Republican Party of Texas will operate under for the following 2 years. So we're elected at convention. We're party officers. We represent the delegates in between those conventions and work with legislators to help get legislative priorities across the finish line, right? Support them in getting good legislation and what the grassroots and delegates want in legislation and want for the state of Texas. So we're elected every 2 years. We have term limits. Imagine that. So you run for four two-year terms. So 8 years is plenty for any of us to do this. It's all volunteer. There's, you know, you do it because you love your Senate district and you love your state and you want to see great policy done for all Texans.
Awesome. And how long have you been on the SREC?
I am a freshman. This was my first term. So I'm up for re-election in San Antonio. So yeah.
Awesome. And how did you get involved and what made you want to run for SREC?
Well, so Tanya Robertson was my previous SREC. Senate District 11 represents Galveston County, Brazoria County, and a lower part of Harris County. And before her last term, she started reaching out for to me about running. Would I be interested? And so I proxied for her at a meeting and just loved the concept of representing our Senate district and being their voice in between conventions and just having that personal relationship with delegates. Like, it's completely a different race because it is volunteer. Like, you do it because you love it and because you want delegates to be represented and their voice heard, not just every 2 years at convention, but you also want it heard in between the convention. So I got kind of hooked after I did a proxy for her and then just started talking to the delegates about what they want to see. And so to be able to carry on that legacy that she did for 8 years has been, it's really been a true honor, and I've learned so much because you don't know what you don't know, right? I love it. And I love being able to represent the delegates who can't always take off and go to Austin, you know, for a session. Yeah. And so knowing that they always have a voice.
And the SREC meets about four times a year. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we meet quarterly. Okay. We do committee meetings on Fridays. Those are completely open to the public. People can come to those committee meetings. And then we have our official SREC meeting on Saturday. And so I, Chairman Rinaldi, appointed me to the convention planning committee, which has been a tad overwhelming. So just being completely honest, but there's a lot that goes into putting on this convention. So I'm really excited for the delegates to get to San Antonio.
That's great. That seems like a lot, but that's a really fun job, I imagine. Yeah. So I saw recently that you did kind of a PowerPoint or a slideshow presentation about being a delegate, the convention process. And I'm not going to ask you to put all that up, but I just want to give our listening audience, we've been tirelessly recruiting delegates to promote our resolution in support of vaccine choice. Mm-hmm. Through the precinct convention and then the SD conventions or county conventions that happened over this past weekend. Mm-hmm. But we also want to provide some evergreen content for future potential delegates. Mm-hmm. So if you can kind of give us an idea of why the convention and platform process is important and why people should get involved every 2 years in trying to shape that.
Right. Well, and just all the time, not even just the 2 years. So, you know, the resolutions that we start at the precinct level, the most basic grassroots level of things that are going on. You know, we saw so much of that with COVID. We see so much of that in our schools, you know, for school choice and medical freedom, parental rights. And so that is our most basic touch point, is at the precinct convention, that basic level. And then those resolutions go up to your Senate district convention, get combined with all the other precincts in your Senate district, and then they go up to the state level. So you kind of build momentum, you know, doing that with precincts across the state, Senate districts across the state, wanting to see change or wanting to see something that was imposed on them stopped, you know. So we didn't need, I guess, and that might not be a proper term, but who would have thought that small business would have been shut down? Right. So things change. And so those develop needs. I like to think of COVID as a silver lining for parents. Like, look at the good that has come from that. But you don't know what, again, you don't know what you don't know. And so our platform is constantly changing. It's a living document of what Texans care about, good and bad, what's been imposed on them that they don't want to see again, or things that were imposed on them that they would like to see fixed or modified or could be better. And I think school choice is a perfect example of that being something better. Medical freedom, like, who would have thought that? And so who would have thought that parents aren't responsible for their children's education, right? So I think there's some things in that. And I just like to think of it as a living document. It's always changing. And we need to pay attention to that. Like, we need to pay attention to what is going on in the legislature so that we are good stewards and delegates at the next convention of things that happened or didn't happen that we wanted to happen. And so that resolutions, platform, it's actually platform committee, and then they break down into subcommittees for the resolution, subcommittees. And so you can go as a delegate, you can testify on behalf of your resolutions on why something's important, things that are personal to you that have happened or didn't happen. And so your voice, like, really that bottom up is like nothing else. Like, you can go be a voice to be a policy change maker, to make something happen. Right. And so that starts on Monday. Those committees start working at 11 a.m. on Monday, May 20th of convention. And they hear a testimony like till, if there's people, they hear testimony till midnight. Like they're there for the people. They go back again on Tuesday, 8 a.m. to midnight, Wednesday. So the policy really work for the delegates is done on the front end of convention. I tell people, if you don't get there till Thursday, you've sort of missed out, right?
Right.
Because Thursday morning, we kick off at 9 a.m., but those temporary committees have been meeting all week long, hearing testimony and trying to get our platform resolutions, our rules, get all of that done and ready for the body.
And I served on my SD convention resolutions committee. So that was very eye-opening for me. Yeah. Being a part of the grassroots, to see what was intriguing to me is that you see so many different nuanced issues that you may have never thought about before, like APOs, which I'd never heard of before, but it's related to the quarries here locally. And maybe people across the state don't really understand the issue, but it's extremely important here in Williamson County. And then there are some resolutions which we kind of pushed to the side, but they made no change to the current platform. It was just kind of affirming what the plank was. And then we had some resolutions that were making minor edits to the current platform because we saw a need or there was a loophole, or maybe they weren't thinking about, you know, how widespread an issue is. So you want to be a little bit more specific about what you want to include for the legislature to address potentially. There are currently, 270-ish platform planks in the Republican Party platform. Mm-hmm. That seems like a lot, but it is, like you said, a living document, so we can add and subtract from it every couple of years. Mm-hmm. And I know a few people who would love to just subtract and make it more succinct, but it just seems to keep growing and growing every year.
Yeah.
How many conventions have you been to?
So I have been to, 2020, the one we don't talk about, right? So we try to forget that one. went to that one. I mean, literally all night, 24/7 on Zoom up at 2 a.m. But, and then 2022, and then of course this one. It's, and you know, you talk about those committees, those appointments are so important. So those committee appointments, every Senate district gets to appoint someone to those different committees. And so the SREC make those recommendations to the chairman. And so if the SREC committee woman, committee man agree on an appointment, you know, then the chairman will make that final. But those appointments are critical, because if you don't know the platform or aren't able to really like put in the time, right? Because you remember it's a long day of listening to people and being empathetic to things that happen in other parts of the state that you don't know about or aren't relevant to you, compassionate about those other issues for other parts of the state. So it's really important, and it's critical that our SREC and our delegates know how important it is and how grateful, like all the rest of us delegates are and should be, that we do have people that are willing to take that time and do that. Because I know the platform committee starts meeting, you know, a couple of weeks before, and it's all volunteer. So it's very, very much appreciated that people are willing to be so passionate and spend their time to make all things better for Texas.
And SREC members, from what I understand, either you are about to make those committee recommendations mm-hmm. or you already have submitted those to the chair?
No, we're about to because okay. we don't okay. make those committees appointments until you know who your delegates are. You need to be a delegate okay. to gotcha. Serve on those committees. And, you know, we had those SD County conventions this past Saturday. So, the counties, as you know, have 5 calendar days. So that day is Thursday to get all those yep. delegates and reports and forms and minutes, get all of that turned in to the Republican Party of Texas. And then we'll compile those and get those to the SREC to make those decisions. And so again, it is really important for people to take those roles seriously when they're asked to be on those committees. It's not, for me, like it's not a title or it's not, it's really right. work, and it's really important for you to be there, be present, and set that time aside if you accept those committee positions.
So we've completed the precinct convention process. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it all starts with primary. So you vote in the primary, then you go to your precinct convention, you go to your SD or county convention. Mm-hmm. If you did not participate in either one of those events, is there still value for you to go to the state convention in May?
Absolutely. So I mentioned earlier about testifying. So absolutely go to those committees and talk to those representatives. Talk about a platform plank or a resolution that means something to you. Go to all those sessions. You'll hear great speakers. Some of your elected officials will be speaking. You'll meet, 10 to 12,000 like-minded men and women. Where can you see all of us in one location, right? Yeah. All in San Antonio. There's great events. There's a breakfast. There's a gala sponsored by Patriot Mobile. There's a prayer breakfast on Saturday morning to kick off our day Saturday. And there's a congressional lunch. So there's other activities. And it's a great experience to see the kind of how it works, right? See how the clock is made, so to speak. Learning that.
And there's on the convention floor, not the general meeting floor, but the vendor floor.
Yeah.
How many vendors are you anticipating having?
So I'm anticipating having 100 to 110 or so. We're getting,
wow.
yeah, we're climbing in those numbers. People are excited. And again, where else can you have, a possibility of 10,000 customers at one time that are like-minded? So yeah, and we've got a great variety of exhibitors, everything from Trump, wearables to your policy advocates. It's a great opportunity to go and talk to your policy advocates, whether you agree with them or not, right? You can actually have a conversation with them. You can educate yourself. You can be a voice for them. And so that's a great opportunity to meet your policy advocates, elected officials, do some shopping and just
get a lot of swag.
Yeah, some swag and some shopping and just thank them for being there and helping us have the convention, right? Because they sponsor and pay for those booths. And so that's a huge help for them to do that for us.
Yeah. So where can people go to find more information about the convention and how to attend, get involved? And do you guys need any volunteers or are you all set in that area?
I don't think you're ever set in that area for a convention of this size. So go to texasgop.org and you will see a tab that says convention. So click on convention everything you need, everything. We're constantly updating that. There is a schedule there that's an overview kind of when the committees and that I mentioned earlier, when everyone's meeting. You can also print that out. There is a volunteer opportunity. You can volunteer to be a sergeant at arms. You can, if you've got 14 to 18 year olds that would love this experience, you can sign them up to be pages. And then there's just a general volunteer if you wanted to be a volunteer for an event or for registration. That's where we typically need a lot of help because delegates are anxious and they don't want to stand in line. They want to get registered and, you know, get on their way. So there's lots of information there at texasgop.org, the convention tab, everything's listed there. All those forms we mentioned that the counties are turning in, they're all there. And once our counties get all of their paperwork turned in to RPT and get all those lists done, then we will be opening online registration. And so if you are a Grassroots Club member, you get a 24-hour advance notice for online registration, and then it'll be open to delegates and alternates. And all of it's online, your registration, your hotel, the links to the hotel are done there. And I know that's like the big question. I think I'm getting, that's the bombarded question. It's not, you know, how can I go to an event? It's, I need somewhere to sleep, right? So we all want that. But all of that will be in the online registration, and you can do that. And we're excited to see all the registrations. And
well, I have one final question, because this came up at my SD convention, and also somebody from another SD in my county asked me the same question. No. So the website the website for the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center, where the RPT convention will be taking place in San Antonio, says that it's up to the people leasing the event space whether or not they will allow concealed carry.
The convention center absolutely allows concealed carry.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Absolutely. And so RPT is good.
Oh, yes.
Because it's unclear on the website. It's weird on the convention website, but that did come up. So I just wanted to clear that.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
Thank you so much. You said you are running for re-election.
Yes, I am running for re-election for Senate District 11. So yes, if they'll have me, that'd be a great honor.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for everything that you're doing. I know that you are probably underwater right now with the convention planning and all the conventions, but I appreciate you taking the time to give us kind of a convention and platform 101. Where can people find you if they have any questions?
Well, they can email that conventions, and you can use convention or plural at texasgop.org. I get all of those. We respond to all of those. So yeah, that's the easiest way. Just go to that convention tab, and there's a contact us if you have any questions or anything we can answer for you. We're just as excited as everyone else to open registration and get the hotels. So we're not holding back. We've got a process that we've got to go through. And so we're excited, and we will get that done just as quickly as possible.
Well, I look forward to seeing you in May and getting this platform done. And I attended convention in 2022 just as a guest, and it was a blast. Like I said, you got a lot of swag, you meet a lot of people, you get to see how the sausage is made. So I'm really looking forward to participating as a delegate this year. And thank you so much for everything that you do.
Thank you. Thank you for being a delegate. I look forward to seeing everyone in San Antonio, May 20th through the 25th. Right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the Shot Callers podcast. Please, if you found value in this content, rate us and share the podcast with a friend. It's a great way to get the message out and to empower everyone to make informed decisions. Until next time, never forget, we are the Shot Callers.